With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Senate Republicans have blocked a war powers resolution that was opposed by President Trump. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Two GOP senators reversed their earlier votes of supporting the legislation, which would have limited President Trump's ability to conduct further attacks on Venezuela. After Senators Josh Hawley and Todd Young flipped, Vice President Vance cast the tie-breaking vote to defeat the resolution. Hawley and Young heard directly from the president and top administration officials who they say offered assurances of seeking congressional approval before any military action in Venezuela. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some good news. There's been a slow decline in U.S. overdose deaths.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says an estimated 73,000 people died from overdoses in the 12-month period that ended in August of last year. That's down from 92,000 overdose deaths in the previous 12-month period. CDC officials say deaths were down in 45 states last year. Overdose deaths have been falling for more than 2 years, the longest drop in decade. But the decline has been slowing. However, experts are cautiously optimistic the downward trend will continue. I'm Mike Hempen.
NASA Public Affairs Officer Rob Navius announcing the SpaceX capsule is leaving the International Space Station so an astronaut in need of medical care can seek treatment by doctors.
Undocking confirmed. Endeavor begins its journey home with the Crew 11 crew. Undocking
Dragon
confirmed.
SpaceX separation confirmed. Dragon SpaceX separation confirmed.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points. The NASDAQ dropped 238. The S&P declined 37. This is SRN News. A new report on the persecution of Christians around the world.
It comes from Global Christian Relief, and it reveals that the country where believers are most likely to be killed for their faith is Nigeria, followed by the Democratic Republic of Congo and Ethiopia, all in sub-Saharan Africa and all in the grip of Muslim terrorist groups. Christians are the most likely to be arrested for their faith in China, with Russia and Iran coming in second and third in that category. Abductions and assaults are most likely in Mexico. Michael Harrington reporting.
Netflix is pushing the gay agenda on kids. That's the assertion of Concerned Women for America after conducting research into the giant streaming platform's programming. According to an analysis by CWA, 41% of Netflix G-rated shows and 41% of those rated for kids down to the age of 7 contain LGBT messages and storylines. This is SRN News. A late NASCAR driver's home has been burglarized following his death in a plane crash.
Sheriff's deputies are investigating an alleged break-in at the North Carolina home of former NASCAR driver Greg Biffle, who died last month in a plane crash along with six others. The alleged theft was reported on January 8th. Investigators believe someone entered a safe in the Mooresville home. Sheriff Darren Campbell and his office said a backpack, $30,000 in cash, guns, and racing memorabilia are missing. A public memorial for Biffle and the others killed is scheduled for Friday in Charlotte. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
John Harbaugh interviewed in person with the New York Giants for their head coaching vacancy. Harbaugh spent most of Wednesday at the team facility in East Rutherford, New Jersey. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.